Congratulations to the 2014 West End graduates from Cook County High School. This year's graduates, coincidentally, are all from Lutzen. Anna Carmen, Charlie Lawler, Megan Lado, and Shannon O'Phalen are exemplary students, which is exactly what we expect from our West End scholars. All four are attending good colleges and have strong ambition. They're just the latest example of why it's good to grow up in the West End. The Schroeder Area Historical Society has a lot going on this time of year. On June 6th, they'll be having their opening day party starting at 6:30 p.m. The party is a casual social time with wine, hors d'oeuvres, and a chance to get up to speed on what's happening in Schroeder this summer. Of course, the party is at the lovely Cross River Heritage Center in Schroeder. The featured exhibit at the Heritage Center this year is from the St. Louis County Historical Society and is titled Ojibwe Faces and Stories. The core of the exhibit are portraits and everyday scenes painted by Eastman Johnson in the mid-1800s. Johnson spent an entire summer at Grand Portage, so the exhibit has a strong local connection. On June 14th, Grand Portage elder Billy Blackwell will be speaking at the Cross River Heritage Center as part of this year's emphasis on the original North Shore people. You can call Suzanne at 663-7706 for more details. Or, as always, you can call WTIP for contact information. Don't forget about the upcoming fundraiser at the Claire Nelson Community Center in Finland, Saturday, June 7th, starting at 6:30. There'll be great food, music, and lots of fun neighborliness. I especially encourage Cook County people to support our Lake County friends and neighbors. If you haven't ever been to the Claire Nelson Center, you owe yourself a visit. It's a beautiful facility and the hub of life in the Finland area. April Knight left Sawbill Lake on May 17th for a solo voyage to Hudson Bay. Over the Memorial Day weekend, we received a brief text message from her, reporting that she was camped on Washington Island in Basswood Lake, and that everything was going well. Andy Keith, who completed the same trip in 1987, said that based on her progress, she should be in Voyageurs National Park by now, and into Canada by the end of the week. My hat is off to the people who have taken their hats off and thrown them into the ring for the upcoming local elections. It's a significant personal decision to stand for election, and serving as an elected official is truly a public service. It's popular nowadays to be cynical about politicians, but the truth is, they have a tough job and they perform a valuable service. It's a lot easier to be a critic on the sidelines than it is to take on the responsibility of guiding public policy with the goal of improving the community for all residents. Balancing the competing interests, like many things in life, is a lot harder than it looks. The filing deadline for a county commissioner closes on June 3rd. As a person with some experience in the matter, I urge everyone who has an interest to get involved. Being a candidate is fun and interesting, even if you don't win. Our democratic process is the basis of civil society and a big part of making the West End a wonderful place to live. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.